So now, I've heard a lot of people compare Blade Runner to the 1926 film Metropolis. How would you sort of contrast and maybe compare those two films?
Actually, I saw Metropolis. They had a showing of that on a big screen. We have a what you would call a nostalgia theater here mm-hmm. in Kansas City, and it's one of the old 30s era big screen seats, about 750. I mean, an old movie house of the
right.
day.
Oh, yeah.
And they show vintage films there, and I watched an ensemble, of course, Metropolis, Fritz Lang. His version of the movie was silent, of course, mm-hmm. but they had a live ensemble who was touring the country with the movie, actually doing the soundtrack live while you're watching the movie, which mm-hmm. is kind of interesting. Metropolis, of course, it does take a lot from Metropolis. In fact, there's some buildings. I was watching in Metropolis. I was amazed that even some of the buildings have kind of the same shape.
Right.
I mean, it was... obviously, that was... In fact, Ridley Scott had talked about doing a sequel to Metropolis. Obviously, that's a favorite film of his.
Right.
If I had to compare them... Of course, for its day, you know, Metropolis was incredibly innovative and kind of the first of its kind. When you look at it, so much time has passed, it's really hard to really get lost in the story like you could in Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're dealing with an article that was made so long ago that when you're watching it, you're constantly aware that you're viewing an article. You know, you're viewing an article of its era, not as something that's really designed to kind of bring you into the universe of that particular film.
So now there actually are two versions of the film, Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
What is first of all, what is your favorite cut of the film? Is the original or the director's cut?
Actually, there's more cuts than that,
oh,
believe it or not.
I did not know that.
There are more versions of that. Well, the first that was actually released to the public was a screening print. And that had an incomplete score, which I have some examples of the incomplete score that I've been able to get a hold of. It's pretty interesting to hear how things kind of developed.
Right.
And that had some voiceover on it, but not as much as the original theatrical release. Of course, the reason why they have so much voiceover on the original theatrical release is because during the test screenings, the audience was very confused. They didn't seem to get what Blade Runner was about or even be able to follow the story very easily. So they went back in and did a voiceover. Harrison Ford did a voiceover, which in reading different comments about that, some people say that Harrison Ford disliked that idea so much that he did it badly. That you know, there's different opinions on that. At any rate, I'll tell you, I like the original release. Some people don't like the tacked-on happy ending of the original release, preferring the more stark ending of the director's cut,
right,
where they disappear into the elevator. And I did not have a problem with the supposed happy ending as many people did. I thought it helped kind of give an epilogue. It explains some things. Of course, in the original also, there are some hints in the director's cut that Harrison Ford's character may actually be a replicant also.
Mm-hmm.
I think, even though Ridley Scott has come right out and said that Harrison Ford was a replicant, I think that I don't think that it makes any sense within the context of the film. I mean, there's too many things. You can see where he's kind of played with the story a little bit in order to make it look like that, but
right.
when you examine it, he's going, everything is so contrary that I just can't buy that. It makes much more sense Harrison Ford actually kind of becoming a changed character and becoming more in touch with his humanity through his association with these mechanical organisms. I think that makes much more sense.
Hmm.
I just recently got the Criterion Collection Laserdisc just the
oh,
other
yes.
day, which has deleted scenes that were included in the European release but cut out of the North American release in order to achieve an R rating. And there's not a lot more there, a little extra violence, and there's a couple of little clips that are pretty interesting. I'm eager to take a look at that. It's widescreen. It's the only version available of the original cut that's in widescreen.
Hmm.
The director's cut is the only thing that was available in widescreen. Besides that, and Ridley Scott is preparing a new cut of Blade Runner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, I read a little news article about it. They're shooting for a December release this year, which will be the 20th anniversary of the film.
Cool.
He's going to include in this DVD collection some different versions of the film, and he wants to do the ultimate. The director's cut that they released, actually, Ridley Scott didn't have that much to do with. It was really a Warner Brothers project, and he had some say in it, but just because of time constraints, he wound up having to compromise on what he wanted. But supposedly, this is going to be his ultimate cut.
So now, after 20 years of Blade Runner,